Hello, I'm Sasha Keir with the latest news, sports and weather. Major disruption is affecting the Metz-Thionville-Luxembourg railway line this morning after a freight train broke down. According to the French national railway operator SNCF, train services were expected to resume around 9:45 a.m. EU member states have failed to agree on crucial emission targets ahead of next week's COP30 summit in Brazil. Ministers worked through the night, but will meet again today to hammer out a deal on greenhouse gas reduction goals. France's environment minister warned that arriving empty-handed would be a, quote, disaster for the EU's climate leadership. Belgian airspace was closed multiple times yesterday evening due to drone sightings at Brussels and Liège airports. Luxembourg offered to help divert flights, with Lux Airport sharing its capacity with Belgian authorities. One plane was registered to land here but was cancelled when Brussels reopened. Luxair CEO Gilles Feit says recent drone sightings across Europe are causing real concerns for airlines. No drones have been detected over Luxembourg so far. In other news, the death toll from Typhoon Kalmagi in the Philippines has risen above 90, with Cebu province bearing the brunt of the devastation. Unprecedented flooding swept through towns and cities, carrying away cars, homes and shipping containers. Cebu alone has reported 76 deaths, with 35 bodies recovered from the town of Liloan. At least 17 others have died in surrounding provinces. New York has elected a new mayor, with left-wing Democrat Zoran Mamdani set to replace Eric Adams. The 34-year-old, who's described himself as Donald Trump's nightmare, faces an uphill battle after President Trump threatened to withhold federal funding from the city. And at least seven people have been killed in a plane crash at Louisville Airport in Kentucky. A UPS cargo plane crashed during takeoff, causing an explosion and major fire. Governor Andy Beshear warns the death toll could rise, with many others seriously injured. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Starting with the Champions League, and tonight's fixtures include Manchester City hosting Borussia Dortmund. You can watch this match live on RTL Today with live ticker coverage from 9 p.m. Other matches include Benfica Lisbon taking on Bayer Leverkusen, Newcastle vs Athletic and Club Brugge vs Barcelona. The Red Lionesses have discovered their route to the 2027 Women's World Cup in Brazil. Luxembourg have been drawn alongside Belgium, Scotland and Israel in League B, Group 4 of the Nations League qualifying tournament. The draw was made yesterday in Nyon. Before the qualifying campaign begins, Luxembourg will play two friendlies in Cyprus between late November and early December.
The weather is brought to you by
CMCM, your health mutual for extra coverage.
After a sunny and dry start, the day promises relatively warm and sunny conditions until the evening, with some clouds at high altitude gathering later in the afternoon. Temperatures should reach 10 to 11 degrees by mid-morning, rising to balmy highs of around 14 to 16 degrees in the afternoon.